This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Attorneys for pregnancy support centers filed a brief at the U.S. Supreme Court Monday claiming that free speech is both freedom to speak and freedom from being told what to speak. They want to reverse laws compelling pro-life advocates to promote abortion when counseling women. A Catholic bishop in Ireland is urging his flock to actively defend rights for unborn children. Bishop Eamon Martin says, "Abortion is always evil and can never be justified. Abortion advocates have spent decades usurping political power to now challenge Ireland's pro-life Amendment 8. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, the ACLU's legal help for abortion advocates is expanding with a pledge of $25 million to abortion-friendly candidates in this year's November elections. The power to peacefully protest at UK abortion clinics is being challenged. A complicated process will now take time to hear from pro-life protesters before denying civil protest rights. The tragedy of euthanasia is growing in Canada with yet another breach of ethical barriers. Bioethicist Wesley Smith has spent years being called an alarmist, and now his alarms are true. Belgium, the Netherlands, and now Canada harvest organs from persons dying by medically arranged early death suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.